violence is unifying believers in Nigeria. Economic uncertainty in the U.S. may be the spark for revival. And water workers from Ecuador help in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A shootout in northeast Nigeria Sunday claimed 6 lives, 3 of them members of the Islamist sect Boko Haram. Besides police and Christians, Boko Haram's war against the government also now includes the ominous new front, a war against schools. Government talks broke down, too, with the threat of more violence. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman calls it a collision of ideology. He goes on to say that churches are refusing to give up and hide.
Security is stepping up, especially in the larger centers. But in the more rural areas, they're being very careful, and in some cases, they are starting now to meet in a less public fashion.
The violence has also unified believers.
Their desire for focusing on Christ is strong, and their desire for evangelism has increased. In fact, one of the things that many of the leaders told us is the reason that the attacks have been intensified against them is because they are doing evangelism and people are coming to Jesus Christ.
Next, for the first time ever, a major Russian city has elected an evangelical. 39-year-old Sergei Andreev beat out Vladimir Putin's party to win the mayor of Tulyatti March 18th. Russian Ministries' Paul Tokarchuk, based in Moscow, was surprised by the election.
He's an evangelical. He's a believer and a member of the local church, and yet he was elected by the majority of the population of the city, elected as a mayor.
This election is exactly what Russian Ministries wants to see happen as Christians become leaders in their communities. Tokarchuk says their Schools Without Walls training program provides biblical leadership, which affects politics and more.
The corruption and the depravity would decrease, certainly, because people with the Christian minds, biblical, evangelical values, certainly they will be against of all evil things.
2,000 students are now in the program. Funding is needed to help develop more mayors. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Recently, a well-known publication wrote an article stating that Iranian authorities claim Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani won't be executed. But Jason DeMars of Present Truth Ministry says there are just too many documented instances of the Iranian media lying about the case, claiming Nardarkhani isn't facing execution for apostasy. DeMars believes Iran wants Nardarkhani's case to disappear. In the meantime, more than 1 million people have joined in the Twitter campaign. Meanwhile, economic uncertainty in the U.S. could be the spark for revival. Barna research shows that tithing dropped off significantly to charitable groups, ministries, and churches. However, Sammy Tippett says,
God uses these economic difficulties to make us take a hard look at what it is that we're doing and see what it is that's really fluff and what's really substantial and what it is that God's in.
As ministries are forced to grow lean, they're forced to refocus.
I look around today in our culture, our society, and we're very materialistic. For years, people have been saying materialism is our problem. Well, God's speaking to that issue.
Tippett compares it to what happens when a tree is pruned.
We're having to reprioritize. He's gotten our attention, and I think that that's what happens whenever you go into these times of economic uncertainty. You start looking and refocusing on what is certain.
And with the dilapidated infrastructure and overpopulation because of the earthquake, La Bruyere in northern Haiti needs water. That's why HCJB Global Hands' Cesar Cortez and other team members traveled there to rehabilitate the water system. In cooperation with Lifewater Canada, Cortez worked with Haitians to protect the new spring, reservoir tank, and lay additional water lines. Other phases will follow. Pray God uses this cross-cultural effort to share Christ to a desperately needy people. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and a link to the free trip to Israel contest. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.